Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello all, it's Helen here, the voice of Azu from Rusty Quill Gaming and the host and director of Enthusiasm. Today, I'm here to tell you about The Programme. The Programme audio series is a science fiction anthology podcast set in a world where money, state, and God are fused into a single entity. Every episode is a standalone story featuring ordinary people inhabiting this extraordinary world. And for them, it's not the future that is terrifying, but our present. The programme is sometimes funny, sometimes poignant, but it is always smart. Find out more about the programme at www.rustyquill.com or www.programmeaudioseries.com or search for The Programme Audio Series wherever you listen to your podcasts. Have fun and enjoy the episode.
Hi everyone, Alex here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Kit Matthews, Tommy Prisco, Harriet Wise, Felix Van Huss, Hayley Mackey, Cat Egg is the Best Egg, Withens, Corey Allenson, Brian S. Rowe, Luna, Isabel Jackson, Laura Fernandez, Cade Cafel, Tracy Bauer, Lisa Ferreria, Matt Walton, Aaron Estratic, Andrew Guthy, Daniel Gullman. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.
Hi, and welcome to Rusty Quill Gaming. I'm Sasha Sienna, and with me today are
Lowry Davis,
Lydia Nicholas,
and Helen Gould.
And today we're playing a game called Not Far to Bermuda from MacGuffin & Company. Ooh. And just for those of you who don't know, I am Sasha Sienna and I'll be the GM, and I also play Georgie on the Magnus Archives. Lowry, do you want to introduce yourself?
Yes, thank you. I am Lowry Davis and I edit gaming, and I also am the producer for gaming and Stella Firma.
Ah.
Yeah, now I'm here.
Accomplished lady.
It's exciting stuff.
I'm very excited. It's not cool.
It's the coolest thing to be excited about.
Yeah, that's true, actually.
Yeah.
That is true.
Okay, so we're going to be playing, as I said, Not Far to Bermuda, which is a systemless setting from MacGuffin & Company, which is a games company run by myself and Johnny Sims from the Magnus Archives. And we're going to be using the system Fate Accelerated today. It is going to be a little loose, but it's going to work just great. First of all, we're going to be personalising the characters that we're going to be playing with today. So, Lowry, do you want to tell us who you're playing?
Yeah, so I am playing an adrenaline junkie with cabin fever, which I think is quite good because I have a lot of adrenaline.
I'm playing a laid-back dropout who's going to be very hard not to give a southern drawl. I don't know what that says to you about the stereotypes in my mind.
I am playing someone on their gap year gone wrong, and I am trying to decide exactly who that person is. And I don't know, I think because you just said that, I think I'm like drugs. There are drugs that are
Oh my god!
Am I your dealer?
No, the other kind of drugs.
Oh, right.
Sorry.
What is this special other kind of drugs that I don't know about?
There's weed.
I'm
like a happy and mostly harmless drugs, and there's cocaine, which is like, and then there's heroin, which is very bad.
Yes, I see. Those are the three drugs.
Those are the three drugs.
The most amount of drugs
according
that you can
to Rusty
have.
Quill.
all the drugs.
Okay. Well, I didn't put anything drugs-like on this list. But
it's okay. I don't have to be on drugs. I just—the only thing I can think of going wrong is just like an addiction.
I like to think that maybe you didn't mean to get on the boat. You just.
Oh my god! I'm a stowaway.
That is a gap year gone very wrong.
So meeting your dealer and then the ship took off. You're like, what?
Your dealer is somewhere on this ship and you cannot find them. So just to introduce the setting a little bit, we are playing a game on the Wanderlust cruise liner. It is taking a tour of the Atlantic Islands. It has been 294 days since you last saw land. But that's okay. The captain says you'll be arriving in Bermuda any day now.
Like, because of the setting that I think of your voice acting coming from, I have just assumed that all land has been disappeared and the ocean goes on forever and we are in the control of some kind of almighty multi-dimensional colour that hates us.
Yeah. Oh, what a smirk.
Just
I mean, I couldn't
that.
Possibly comment. You'd have to find that out by becoming a patron of The way that we play Fate Accelerated is that to get your characters to have a bit more personality, we're going to be giving some aspects to them. I have created a list of aspects. Now, all of your characters are part of the onboard crew. You are the members of staff who've been hired to take part.
Or in case turned up.
You're the people who've kind of fallen into this job where you have been brought on board to run the onshore activities when you actually get to Bermuda. So, the first thing we're going to do is pick aspects. I've created a list for you to choose from. You're each going to choose three. And I'm just going to read them out first of all before you all start arguing over what I'm sure are just very, very desirable aspects to have. Okay, so you can be the designated first aider. You may have dated half the ship. You can be a former lifeguard. You could have a shuffleboarding grandma. You could be dating a spin instructor. You could have a bartending brother. You could be the life of the party, or always underestimated, or teetotal. You could be the onboard gossip. Maybe you've packed hair straighteners.
A rare.
You could be an enthusiastic amateur poet. Own limits. Never travel light. Be technically team leader. Or you may have actually been to Bermuda.
me and Helen have already started physically fighting over the poets.
Yeah, I will definitely be signing away from that one. No, thank you.
I will hit you.
Just again, this is a combat light system.
Not in the system.
How can we decide this fairly?
Flip a coin. Why can we both be into poetry?
Can we have
the same aspect?
You shouldn't have the same aspect. But one
then
of you.
We can have a poetry battle.
Okay, we'll roll a dice.
Okay.
But right. One of you can choose something
crosses
similar.
Crosses or minuses?
I'll be crosses.
And if it's nothing,
if it's blank,
do I have to take it?
Yes.
Please don't. Oh, good.
Oh. Oh. You really wanted it, you have it.
No! No, I will not take your pity aspect.
No, it wasn't pity. That was like... This is what happens when you allow too many women in the room. Alex is in the corner like... in hysterics, but also pain. Like, I think possibly this kind of laughter doesn't happen to him very much. They're new muscles. You're the poet, Helen. I want you to be the poet.
Okay.
You be the poet.
That's very big of you.
I will still make poems.
You can, of course.
No poems.
You just don't get any mechanical benefit from your poems.
Don't worry, that will not stop me.
It's just like, if I'm a student, obviously I'm going to be terrible at poetry.
I'm definitely a former lifeguard.
Yeah.
The reason I lost that job, not hard to...
I might take the designated first aider.
Of course.
Because, you know, I'm an adrenaline junkie, so I've got to know how to fix up broken bones and stuff.
I want to date half the ship. And also in this game.
Never travels light.
Can I actually have been to Bermuda?
You can have been to Bermuda. Oh, wow.
Oh, and a shuffleboarding grandma.
Wicked.
Perfect. Would you care to tell us what you call your shuffleboarding grandma? Is it Nana, Granny, Gran?
Nana Nan.
Nana Nan.
Nana Nan.
Nana Nan. Love it. As opposed to Nana Gran.
I was going to say that.
Okay.
Okay, now then, Nana Gran.
Now then, should I be teetotal or data spin instructor?
Data spin instructor, because I would have dated them before.
Oh, yes!
Oh, my God!
Yes!
Okay, so now we're going to introduce some more kinds of conflict.
I don't think we had enough.
These are your troubles. So these are like aspects, but they're just going to make things really difficult for your characters. So the troubles that we have are: you used your staff discount to book a family holiday. You're painfully shy.
That's in scare quotes, but I don't understand what's scary about it.
Family holidays on cruise ships.
Oh, you mean they're terrible?
Look, these are troubles, so your family are definitely going to be making things hard for you.
Oh, your family are there, right? Okay.
Yeah. Your family are there. Yeah, okay. So let's just rename that one as your family are there. You're painfully shy. You have a nemesis / rival on board.
Bagsy.
Is your nemesis
is it me?
Yes.
Oh.
Clearly. That's where we've been going. I'm very sorry.
But is Helen's character your nemesis?
I like to think that I'm just blissfully unaware.
I love that.
I think she's very nice, actually.
Yes, and I just have a deep-seated, throbbing hatred.
Oh, no!
Ask me, when did you last wash that hair?
It's so nice how frank she is.
Like,
she just says what she thinks. You lied on your CV. You are scared of the ocean.
Going for that. Yep. Get it. Can I just say water?
Of course you can just say water. That's even better.
Former lifeguard. We don't talk about what happened. Don't make me go back there.
Oh, no.
And the last one is, you accidentally insulted Ray Martini on day one.
Oh, beautiful. Can I have that one, please?
Yes, you can. Ray Martini is the premier act in the Sunset Lounge. He performs as Ray Martini and the Shakers.
What kind of music? Is it like a soulful thing or
so
a jazz thing?
What he does is mostly takes kind of top 40 hits from the last 30 years and does them in a kind of easy listening piano style.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'm just imagining Doug Judy from
I was thinking it's the Pontiac Bandit. Yes.
You know, we take inspiration from all kinds of places, but there are definitely crossword competitions somewhere on this boat. So the last two bits of your characters are your names and your descriptions, if you would like to fill in a physical description, and then something called your stunts. So we'll do names first, I think. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Lori, do you want to tell us your name?
Yes, I am going for Jazz Jenkins because I wanted something perky, but also my character is going to be very Welsh. So I thought I'd go for a nice Welsh surname.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Do you go by JJ at all?
Yes, I do.
Absolutely. I am JJ. Yes. Oh, my word. Thank you for that gift.
I am going to play Rainbow Smith.
You sound like
lovely. I'm Rainbow. Hi. Hiya. I've got a shuffleboard in Grananan. And I carry a big bag around all the time because I never pack light. And the dye in my hair's grown out because we ran out. About day 150.
My name is Elliot Spiffington. I'm so pleased with that name. I don't know what I look like yet. What was the voice I was doing before? It was like, I'm Elliot Spiffington. So I'm going to try and... I'm not sure I'm going to be able to maintain that, but we'll see.
We'll give it a go.
Give it a go. Yeah.
Okay, and finally, stunts are something that usually give you bonuses to rolls in Fate. So this is going to be this was intended to be a combat light session. So rather than stunts, which is something that you can do in a fight or, when shooting or something like that, what we're going to do is you're going to tell me what exactly you've been hired to do or what the staff saw you and assumed you were hired to do after you stowed away. So what expedition are you supposed to be running when we get to Bermuda?
Mine was hiking and zip wiring.
Lovely.
Yeah, I was the activities person.
Hi. Yeah, they assume that I was a yoga instructor. it's augmented by crystals. Everything is augmented by crystals.
I'm going to be doing, like, a really cool poetry workshop. And we're going to be reaching deep into our souls and pulling out the most meaningful words.
That sounds
painful.
Yeah, and I
poetry has to be painful, Lydia.
Oh my
yeah.
gosh. I see why you hate JJ.
Who is wearing lycra always?
You're like,
very active.
Like wrist warmers and stuff. Leg warmers.
Yes. So I think that's probably a good time for a quick break. And yeah. we'll be back in a few minutes.
Okay.
Okay, welcome back.
Hello.
So we are playing Not Far to Bermuda. We are about to start the session. So is everybody ready?
I am so ready.
Let's go.
I'm so excited.
Okay. So first thing that I'll need to know is, what do you tend to do on your very loosely defined time off?
Well, not swim, that's for certain.
Well, I'm the designated first aider, so, you know, I make sure that I'm up to date with everything. There's a library on board, of course, so I'm reading all the medical books. I take it very seriously because people's health is very important, you know? Obviously, I also work out a lot. Important to keep fit.
Oh. Right.
Well, you know, I like to sort of to chill on land. There are a lot of options for that, but we've been on the boat for quite a while, so I'm not edgy, it's fine. Just sort of lying down and playing with my crystals and trying to learn what yoga is, so that when that yoga retreat happens, we can do yoga. I think it's mostly just like lying down and saying, ah, that's fine.
Do you want to join me in my morning yoga sessions?
No.
Oh. Well, it is important you find your own way to do it, I suppose, yeah.
Yeah.
I spend my time in the lounge. Glass of whiskey and looking all sexy and mysterious.
Lovely.
With my dreadlocks.
Okay.
Are you surrounded by smoke?
Yeah, absolutely.
Can you smoke on a ship?
I mean, not normally, but to
you
be
vape.
Fair,
vape.
It's
vape.
In
vape.
What?
Vape.
Yeah, vaping. Yeah.
Bang it, vape, vape. Yes.
At this point in the journey, no one is going to take your e-cigarette.
Yeah. They take it and you pull one out from inside your blazer pocket.
Another one. Yeah. Okay, so, Elliot, you're there in the lounge. The main lounge that you like to hang out in is called the Sunset Lounge. There are no windows in the Sunset Lounge, so that it's an eternal, kind of moody, slightly gloomy atmosphere lighting, you know. And you're there sat propped up by the bar with the occasional whiskey. Sometimes you have to be a little bit imaginative about what you're drinking at this point, but, you know, it's fine. Something keeps coming to you, that's fine.
That's the important thing. Yeah.
And you're listening to Ray Martini and the Shakers finish off their final number.
Such sellouts.
Yeah. As you're there writing away, the number comes to a close. Okay, good evening, folks. Thank you so much for being such a wonderful audience. I am, as ever, your illustrious host, Ray Martini. And we have been Ray Martini and the Shakers. Now, I've got a pretty exciting announcement for you all fine folks this evening. We thought we'd shake things up, so to speak, on this here Wanderlust cruise ship. Next Thursday evening, which for those of you who may have lost track, is going to be in 8 days from now, we'll be hosting the Wanderlust's very first Sunset Talent Night. Now, we've got a very fantastic prize for you all if you do decide to join in and perhaps even win the competition. We've got the ship's final bottle of champagne.
Oh my gosh.
So, that's it from me, Ray Martini, and the Shakers. Good night. And there's a little very overextended kind of piano tinkle riff.
Is it,
you know,
definitely
with
a shaker?
An ice shaker. Yeah, yeah. Like, yeah.
The band is actually just Ray Martini and he's carrying two shakers. He's got two shakers.
So are you going to stick around for the next act?
Right, so Elliot is the onboard gossip. So I'm going to go and find someone to tell.
Right. Do you have a person in mind?
My current person that I am dating.
Okay, and can you tell me about that person? If you are unsure, if you want any ideas, then you can have a look at the Cliques. Not Far to Bermuda is quite a social game, so the players will be able to see on their kind of cheat sheets the different Cliques that we have. We have hospitality, which are the staff. We have the shredders, the gym goers, the deckers, the sun deck people, the boarders, the shuffle boarders and quoits fans, the rainiacs, who are Ray Martini and the Shakers' biggest fans, daycare, which is kind of Lord of the Flies, cosmetologists.
There are children there, maybe.
There are children there, yeah, yeah.
They were children once.
I mean, they're now 294 days older. There are the cosmetologists who have barricaded, well, not barricaded, that's a strong word, but they are controlling the spa. And then there is the teen zone lounge, where you can generally find anything a little bit underground or black market going on.
Mm-hmm. I'm currently dating one of the shredders.
Okay.
I want to date, like, the main... What's an exercise, Helen? Think of one.
one of the foot ones.
There's a ball, I don't know.
I'm dating the spin class instructor, who is called Devon.
Now here's something interesting, because JJ has the aspect dating a spin instructor.
Oh, I completely forgot! Yes, I'm having an affair. Yes, I'm having an affair.
He's having an affair. Devon!
Devon's totally mine, honey.
I'm just breaking the...
Okay, I just need to know, for characterisation, is Devon spelt with an I, an A or an O on the end? Because I feel like those are very different people.
I was thinking I, but...
Devon, like, just you the county.
That's how I thought it was spelled. Is it not spelled like that?
No, there's lots of other ways. There's... Devon, like the bed.
Okay, it's called Devon, but it's spelled Divan, like the
actually,
bed.
Oh my gosh, please, can it actually be a Welsh name, Devan, but you're just saying it wrong?
You're saying it wrong.
Because Devon sounds more romantic, yeah. It suits my poetic sensibilities.
Okay. Divan slash Devon is now a new NPC, and he has the aspect having an affair.
Oh no!
Can't see that could cause trouble at all.
Oh boy.
Just going to put him in the middle of the table, as he's clearly anyone's.
We've got something special. Okay, I go and find Devon, I guess.
Okay.
Right, so at what point do actions and approaches come into...
So usually in Fate, if you want to do something and it is something that your character can do, you just do it. It's not a problem. If it's something where failure will move the story forward or make you go in a different direction, then I'll make you roll for it.
Okay.
I feel like you can probably just find this person.
Well, yeah. Devon is actually practicing our couples yoga with me on deck, so that's where he is.
Okay, would you like to spend a... You can spend a fate point to kind of compel Devon.
Oh, so
slash
I have
Devon
to compel...
Yeah, you can do. If I give you one later, you'll get it to spend again. But you would then compel his having an affair aspect...
Oh, I see.
And that,
see,
that would be
I
how
see.
You use it. But I really like it, so I think that you should.
Yeah. Yes, please. Yeah. Here is my fate. I am handing it to
Thank
you.
Thank you. So you're going to be going to find Devon slash Devan in the yoga studio, I assume.
I had imagined we were on deck, but we can be.
Oh,
in the
you can.
Yoga.
No, you can be on deck. Let's say you can be on deck. That's
like,
no
at
problem
the prow of the ship.
You folks are on deck.
Is it?
I might be in the yoga studio trying to work out what yoga is.
Yeah, that's... Or are you watching from behind?
Yeah, you could at this point be watching the couple's yoga to try and get an idea.
I'm supposed to run the yoga. They just thought because I had pink hair dye, I would know.
But the hair dye's gone and the yoga hasn't gone.
To be fair, the quartz jewellery just probably...
It's weighing me down. It's quite hard to hold the pose, that's why. Mm. The crystals, they're augmenting.
Okay.
Just contorting in the background.
So I think let's say you're on the deck.
Yes.
Just a little bit of a word about the layout of this ship. I've already talked about the Sunset Lounge and the Teen Zone Lounge. There's also the spa, but most of you cannot get there unless you are invited for a manicure, in which case you definitely go. You probably don't go to the spa. There is the Sun Deck, which is where the Deckers hang out. That's their territory. Ah. There is the gym and fitness studios, which where the Shredders have set up. There is the, it's called the Sports Deck. It's actually like a promenade and a golf drive, like, a, you know, golf nets, a quoits deck, a shuffleboard, I want to say board, you know, that sort of thing, which is where the boarders hang out. And then there is the indoor pool. This is contested ground.
Ooh. Oh.
Mm. Not by me!
The indoor pool is the area that the Shredders, the boarders, and the Deckers all think should belong to them. It's where you can swim the most lengths. It is also a leisure activity, and it's a pool, and that's where the Deckers should be, right? So you have decided that you're going to be on the deck for this yoga.
Well, I just thought it was very romantic. I assume it's evening.
Okay, yes.
Well, it's because the lounge. Yeah, so we're doing yoga in the sunset.
That's beautiful. In fact, let's say there's a little. Is it four? The four. It's the four.
I'm
the
imagining
front.
Titanic.
Yes, that's what I'm imagining too.
That bit of the ship. You up to do a yoga lift.
Yeah. Little bit Titanic, little bit Dirty Dancing.
Yes. A little bit, beautiful. Let's try not to fall into the water.
Yeah, we're professional.
Okay.
So I approach the four deck.
I think that's what we've decided it is called.
I guess so. And I hang out by the railings, and soon my clouds of smoke begin to obscure.
Oh, the sunset's set a little early.
I'm trying to get Devon to suddenly notice me.
While he does romantic yoga with someone else.
I'm just lurking in the background.
I think this might be a point where I would ask you to roll. And I am actually going to call this like an opposed roll.
Okay.
Because you are both trying to, well, keep or get Devon's attention. Yeah. So if you both want to tell me how you're trying to get slash keep his attention, then you can roll your dice.
And this is where the approaches come in.
It is, yeah. So how you're doing this will determine if you are being careful, clever, flashy, forceful, quick, or sneaky.
Well, I reckon I'm upside down and contorted some way on him. I'm going to call that flashy.
I call that flashy.
Which I have a 3 in, by the way.
Then I'm going to use sneaky, which I also have a 3 in.
How are you going to sneakily try and get his attention?
Please blow the vape in his face.
I'm a fart. Expanding smoke cloud.
I'm above it.
I'll use like smoke signals. So I have Devon's name. I do that thing like that Lord of the Rings Gandalf thing, and I'm just and instead of a ship, it says Devon.
That's so gross and romantic at the same time. Okay, so what you'll do now is that you will each take four dice.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Oh.
Oh. Oh, dear.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Oh, that's bad, isn't it?
That is very bad, I'm afraid. Yeah, that's really bad. So,
oh, no.
Helen has rolled 3 minuses and 1 blank, which gives her a total of -3. So with her bonus for her sneaky approach, that gives a total of absolutely 0. Lori, what have you rolled?
I have rolled 2 pluses and 2 blanks. So I guess
that's a +2.
Plus three for flashy.
Plus your 3 for flashy. So I feel like...
Yeah. I am wearing Lycra. But I also kind of don't like him anymore.
Okay, so this scene and like Devon's reactions are now very much in your hands, but I will say you would have noticed Elliot turning up. Yeah.
Does that represent a failure of sneaking alongside a failure of everything else?
I mean, it was pretty bad.
I've inhaled some of the smoke. I'm like, oh, Elliot. Elliot, are you here? I can smell your vape.
Oh, no, that sounds such an innuendo. Smell my vape.
I regret nothing.
Right. Yeah, hey. I was looking for Devon. Hey, how you doing, Devon? Hey.
Oh, you know, it's actually a Stavan, but yeah, no, good, yeah.
So, did you want to join us in the yoga? I mean, the sun hasn't quite set yet. You're very welcome to.
Oh, no, thanks. Oh. I just wanted to talk about the talent show later this week. Well, next week.
A talent show?
Yeah, and I'm going to win it.
Oh, great. But tell me more. I know nothing about this talent show.
Ari just announced it. It's for, like, the most, well, skilled people.
Oh, but is Ray judging?
Probably.
Oh.
It's his talent show.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, because maybe that evens the field a bit, because, you know, I am quite talented with all the contortion and stuff, but... Oh.
If you say so.
Can I just fall over?
Absolutely.
I am trying to do the yoga poses, but you have actually held yourself while doing this in quite an advanced pose.
I'm upside down.
And I can't do that. So, yeah.
Just fall over.
Just collapse. Sorry, that was deliberate. I just heard about a talent show.
Yeah.
That sounds really interesting. You know, I could, what's the prize?
It's the last bottle of champagne.
Oh, Devon, we could have it on our anniversary. Well, you know, our 3-month anniversary, but still.
And I could pick someone very special to share it with. Elliot says, looking straight at Devon.
And, you know, I could finally not have to experience this horrible water-surrounded ship sober. for a short, like, you know... period of time that could be worth a lot.
I mean, we could enter together,
all of us.
All of us?
Yes,
but I'm a poet and you guys are not.
I also am very good at yoga.
Well, yeah, exactly. I was thinking we could do some kind of
yoga
routine thing.
Maybe something with like poetry in.
Maybe you could do a poem and we could, like, act it out with yoga behind you. Like, interpretive dance, but interpretive yoga.
I could, like, augment it with my crystals.
Yes, that sounds very helpful.
You've got crystals.
Yes, augmenting ones.
Nice.
Like, so this is jade and it really helps with the flow of, yoga. This is amethyst, and like I find that it helps the flow of words.
Gosh,
I'm not using it right now, which is why I'm struggling a bit.
Are you carrying all of these things with you always?
Always, yeah. I never travel light. Yeah. And this is a blue one. I'm not sure what kind of stone it is, but it helps with flow. We're all ladies here, so we can understand
flow,
what flow. Flow,
I'm not
flow.
A lady, but I see what you mean.
Flow.
Like, aunt flow.
Yeah,
I'm
sure.
Gonna go, but I'll take that amethyst. That's my birthstone, because I'm a Pisces and we're very, very romantic.
Okay.
Devon is just looking incredibly uncomfortable.
Devon, cool. You can put me down now.
Okay.
Are you going to give Elliot the amethyst?
Yeah, like, well, you know, take it, but while I'm very, you know, I believe in, like, giving and the flow, not just of things, but of, like, ideas. And so maybe we could, you know, get together sometime and talk about the flow of stones and stuff, you know? It's cool.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
I'm going to spend one of my fate points to give Devon the aspect... hypocritical jealousy.
Yes! My aim is achieved!
This is really Devon's story.
I'm really sad. Really need to work out an actual voice for him because I cannot do a Welsh accent. I will not do a Welsh accent.
Oh, no, he doesn't have to be Welsh. His grandmother was Welsh.
Yes,
give him the Welsh
name. Family name.
He could be like, yeah, he could be like Bryn, like have a Welsh name,
oh,
but not
yeah.
Oh, God, now he looks like Bryn. No, he doesn't. he is going to look like Chris Hemsworth.
Okay, and I'll just try and channel that Chris Hemsworth energy.
Why would I be trying to chase Elliot when Chris Hemsworth is on board?
Elliot looks like Sebastian Stan.
No, Elliot looks like... Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah, I was say, if he looks like Killmonger, I'm in the game again. I am in the game. The game has restarted.
I feel like this is just going to have to become an arms race of sexy men.
That's fine.
After doing a Q&A session where we had like really deep and intimate like chats about like what is it like to like play a woman, especially when you know at the start off and you're like one woman with a lot of other people, and then there were two women, and like how did the dynamic change? Like, there's now four women in the room, and it's all about romance, jealousy, and sexy moms.
Oh, that's the most interesting thing.
Yeah, we just want champagne and abs, apparently.
It's just this is Magic Mike the game. Oh, I know, right?
You know, Channing Tatum's making a Gambit film.
Yes,
I'm really excited
desperate
about
to see that.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Anyway, okay. So back on deck. Yeah. Devon is just shooting daggers at you.
Ooh, at who?
Is it at in Rainbow. Like a sexy way? Do they explode?
Everything that Devon does is sexy. Yeah.
And a little bit funny.
Bless him. But he's got such good comic timing and no one seems to realise.
He doesn't know how beautiful he is.
Yeah. And that's what makes him
if he ever realised.
That is a line from one of Elliot's poems.
That's all your poems are in One Direction songs.
And you genuinely don't know. Think that they're coming up really original things. Slightly.
Your first collection was called something like Moving Towards in a Straight Line.
Straight lines.
Where we at?
Okay, so we're on deck. You have decided, I think, that... Is it the three of you or the four of you that are going to be participating in this talent show?
Well, Devon and I do come as a pair, but...
Oh, really?
Have you agreed to this? We don't have to do this.
I think that it's just... I'm really good at yoga, and so I would... It's not that I'd be learning what yoga is from you, like, as a process. It's mainly, really, I'd be sharing. But if you could explain...
Oh, great!
Yeah.
Do you want to do the choreography?
sure. You know, I can do that. It's, I could do that. Like, sure. It would be best if we would include shuffleboards, because I could actually include, if we want another person on the team, I have a grand. If you're interested in
I don't think my poems are going to be suitable for pensioners.
But Grananan, she often like recites poetry on the shuffleboard.
That's not how I roll now.
I don't think I really know what a shuffleboard is, if I'm honest.
Neither do I, and I don't think Gran does either.
Do you know, I'm realising I've actually managed to write an entire setting with a clique named after shuffleboards. I don't know what it is. I should have looked it up at some point.
Assume it's
we can do that
sort of
later
like
on.
Sort skateboard, but you move sideways.
I thought it was, like, curling.
It is. It's like frictionless sand.
What?
And so it's kind of like kind
very
of
dry, no water.
So it's like petrol. Yeah,
you
I like
have to,
like,
perfect
like,
for get a your ball trip. In between two specific things.
Okay, so let's go back to the discussion of the shuffleboarding Gran.
Okay.
Elliot is very anti the shuffleboarding Gran, and Rainbow is very pro.
Very pro, but
Grananana.
Grananan.
Grananan. Yeah. Again, we can do a roll off for it if you want to, or JJ could weigh in.
You know, I think it's something that hasn't been seen before. I mean, because everyone's seen yoga and poetry, right? Like, those are basically the same thing.
True, there are. We are going to be up against some tough competition in that category.
One of Rainbow's traits is basically no idea what yoga is and will never learn. Yeah, like, they're the same thing, but if we introduce, like, a new, like, dynamic...
I'm totally up for innovation.
Shuffleboarding.
Okay, well...
I don't think I'm as far as shuffleboarding, but it's, yoga in the background while I dazzle with my words.
You want to, like, come with me on a journey towards a more dangerous and exciting experience, then,
you know, I'm very happy to help you with that.
Wink. Wink.
Elliot looks wink, at Rainbow wink, and wink, then looks at Devon
wink,
and then he's like
wink, 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 wink.
Ah, I'm not busy tonight, so why not?
I would like to spend a fate.
Yeah? Ooh. What would you like to do with it?
Oh no, it's going to have to be for Devon again.
Yeah, that's fine.
I want his hypocritical jealousy to come into play.
Perfect.
Here, please.
But Elliot, aren't you working tonight?
Yeah, I'm a poetry, which is why Rainbow can help me. Unless you want to come.
Yeah, I'm
a great poet. Obviously, I'm just doing this for the art,
oh,
babe.
Oh, Devon, I didn't know.
Yeah, I mean, I'm working on a poem for you.
oh, babe.
Oh, really?
I mean, it's for all lovers everywhere. But I'll write with you.
You don't need to.
Like, maybe we can write the poetry and you ladies can sort out the yoga.
Oh, I mean, that does work out quite well. Devon, I didn't know you had such hidden depths. When can I hear this poem?
It will be a special surprise on the night.
Of the talent contest?
I guess so.
Oh, hooray! Quite hard to arrange the yoga around it. But I'm sure yoga's really easy.
I've got ideas. It's going to be Love Flow, because obviously that's what our team... Is that the name of our team? Team Love Flow?
Can it just... Yeah, like...
Okay, I'm getting no from Helen.
Yeah.
I'm done with Team Love Flow. Again, looking right at Devon.
Yeah, I think both of those are great ideas. Both Love Flows are really, really great. I'm on board with all of that.
Yeah. How about we go and talk to my grananan about the yoga?
Yeah, and the shuffleboard.
Yes.
And how we will incorporate that. It is going to be tricky, but we've got to pull out the bag. Am I right? If you want that champagne.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so I think that's a great place to leave it. So that when we come back, we can meet Gran and Anne. And in the meantime, we can all have a quick look up of what shuffleboarding actually is. Okay.
Never.
So, bye!
Bye! Bye.
Rusty Quill Gaming is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 international license. Today's episode was directed by Alexander J. Newell and produced by Lowry Ann Davis. To subscribe, buy merchandise or join our Patreon, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us online, tweet us at @TheRustyQuill, visit us on Facebook or email us via mail@rustyquill.com. Join our community on the Discord via the website or on Reddit at r/RustyQuill. Thanks for listening.
Just start again. 41 seconds of bad take.
That's fine. That is nothing.
You have no idea.
This is the editor here. Don't fret.
That's nothing. I always enjoy your conversations, though.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, Laurie knows everything about us.
Hi, everyone. It's Helen here, the voice of Azu, Enola, and Laverne. Today, I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Walters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, spelled woe period begone, wherever you listen to podcasts, or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun and see you later.